Okay, gentlemen, Tofesh Lamed Tes, very fascinating halachas. Dine Yeshiva Sukkah, the halachas of sitting in the sukkah. The halachas discussed tonight, the mitzvah Hashem, what is the actual mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah? How is it defined? What do you need to do in the sukkah? What do you do out of the sukkah? So this is really a separate mitzvah. This is the mitzvah. Everything we discussed so far was in terms of the building of a kosher sukkah. How do you build a kosher sukkah? What is defined as a kosher sukkah? You know how many walls, the halachas of the schach, the halachas of the size, the minimum height, the maximum height, etc. All about the technical part of the sukkah. Now we're going to be entering new areas of halacha. What we're going to be learning tonight. We'll be learning the halachas of Yeshiva Sukkah. How do you fulfill the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah? So everything was, how you build a sukkah? Okay, we're clearing that now. Now it's about when and how do you fulfill the mitzvah of Besukkah is Teish V'Shivas Yomim. Mitzvah Seh D'Raisa. Selda Shulchan Aruch Simen Tov Reish Lamed Tes Dini Yeshiva Sukkah Sif Aleph Ketzad Mitzvahs Yeshiva Sukkah. How do you fulfill the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah? How do you fulfill that? So, he's quoting a Mishnah with the following words: "She oichel, you eat. Yid, it's never very far from eating. Have you noticed? We're never very far. We're never very far from food. So she oichel, you eat in the sukkah. V'shoisa, you drink in the sukkah. And v'yoshen, you sleep in the sukkah. Much more about the sleeping will in further lochus be discussed in greater detail. Umetayel. Now, metayel is commonly translated incorrectly." Tiul normally means spazier, which would normally translate as tiul, letayel in modern Hebrew, is touring, to spazier, to go around. This is not what it means in this context, because you can't really walk around so much in a musukas. It's not great. So rather what it means is, what does metayel mean over here? Metayel means to. In Yiddish, it's called to praven. Praven. Praven is a word that there is no English translation. Perhaps the closest we can get is to hang around, to relax, to sit around. That's probably the closest translation, which is not very accurate. But the closest to metayel means to when you want to relax, you relax in the sukkah. When you want to have a tea with a bit of cake. Again, food is never very far. Yeah. So when you wanna just relax, you're gonna do that in the sukkah. The that's what tiul means over here. The dor besukkah and you tofresh lamed tes. The dor besukkah you live, you dwell in the sukkah. Yeah, first halach in tofresh lamed seif aleph. The dor besukkah kol shivas yomim all the 7 days. Bein bayoyim. This is both true by day, uvein b'laylo and b'night. Kedech, just like shodor b'veisoy, just like you'd believe in your house, b'shah yemois hashanah. So here is the key words. This is really the key words. Whatever you normally, you have, is yeshiva sukkah is fulfilled, just like you're going to be, the rest of the year, what you're going to be doing normally, in your dining room, or you're going to be, that's what you're going to end up doing in the sukkah, on sukkahs. V'chol shivas yomem in all the 7 days, oise odom es beisui, ara, your house is suddenly becoming a temporary housing, it's not your real place. V'sukoso ikevan, your sukkah becomes your permanent dwelling place. So further details, Kate said, how do you do that? This is all quotation from the Mishnah. Kelim anoyim, umatzois anoyis besukkah, your nice kelim, in other words, your nice dishes, they're gonna be in your sukkah. Matzois, anois, basukkah, and your nice sheets, etc. Everything that you normally put in your dining room, if you have got space, you're gonna put it in your sukkah. Vekleishesia, kigoin, ashoshis, vechoisois, basukkah, and also your vessels, your drinking cups, and your drinking vessels. They're all going to be in the sukkah. Vavul kleachila. But the dirty plates are not to remain in the sukkah. La'acha achila, when you're finished eating, you're not going to keep your dirty plates there. Kugoin, such as kederos, v'koros, the pots and pans, chutz the sukkah, they're going to be outside of the sukkah. Remember, Rabbi said it's an important halacha. Just to get this clear, I think an historical addition of Yeh is going to clarify things. In the olden days, for many centuries, there was no such thing as a kitchen in the sense we know it. Where would you... So how would it work? You would eat, of course, in your living space, but the kitchen per se, where you produce and make the food, that there was no such thing as a kitchen. Many things you do outside in the courtyard, where also the oven would be, the tanur, which was commonly used, not just yours, it was by anybody else in the chutz would use the oven. So that's what you'd make a lot of things. The baking, often the cooking would be taking place there, in the outer area. So that's where the cooking would take place. And you then, when it's completed, when it's cooked, when it's baked, you take it in, and that's where you're going to eat it. Question is, what you do with the plates? What would you do with the plates, the dirty plates, now that you've finished eating? So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Once they're the dirty plates, you can't keep in the sukkah. If they're clean and they're nice, that's all right. But you can keep them in the sukkah. But if they're dirty, Shulchan Aruch says, you cannot keep them in the sukkah. You have to clean them and then keep them in the sukkah. Or better yet, you put them out of the sukkah. Now, how does that translate in nowadays, 2022? There's no real comparison, because we've got a kitchen now. So what it does mean to some extent is that what is dirty, and once you've got the... Of course, I have a brisker cousin, as a bocha, I ate by him a few times. And as soon as the briskers, sometimes they go a bit extreme. So I won't forget that. We're eating there. And then as soon as I was like finished my last bite, the second I put my fork and knife down in the way that, the way you put it like this, that second, whoops, the plate was swiftly taken away from my... Why? Because the car is a dirty place, and not just in the sukkah. This is perhaps a little extreme. But the point taken, that dirty plates and everything are not to stay, once you're finished benching and all that, don't keep your dirty plates around in the sukkah, because that's contrary to the essence of the sukkah, that it's meant to be just like in a dining room, you wouldn't keep the dirty plates lying around for hours. Same in the sukkah also, you're not going to keep them there for hours for no purpose. Similarly, Shulchan Aruch completes this sif with the following words: Menorah b'sukkah. The lights also is to be in the sukkah. The lights, the menorah. But if it's an extremely small sukkah that you cannot put anywhere safely the candle, the lantern, if you cannot keep it safely in the sukkah, you're going to keep it out of the sukkah. Yeah. And finally, the Ramo adds to this, Valyase Shum Tashmish Bozoi Besukkah. Do not do any, top of page 206, Valyase Shum Tashmish Bozoi Besukkah. Do not do any, how are we going to translate Bozoi? Degrading. Disrespectful. Don't do any disrespectful, degrading activities in the sukkah. Kadesh lo mitzvah bezuyas olav. That it shouldn't, because at the end of the day, it's a mitzvah. Dwelling in the sukkah is a mitzvah. Spending time in the sukkah is a mitzvah. Don't do anything which is particularly, what was it? Degrading, disrespectful, disgraceful. Don't do that in the sukkah. Examples to be given in the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah of Kotel Beis says as follows. V'yoshenu metayel. V'cheni mirtza lesa. This is an interesting Mishnah Berurah. Says as follows. So, the mitzvah sukkah is defined by sleeping and hanging around in the sukkah. V'chein, similarly says the Mishnah Berurah. Emirtze, if you wish, lesaper im chaveru yisaper besukkah. If you want to have a shmooze, you want to have a conversation with somebody, do it in the sukkah. Do it in the sukkah. The sukkosso, it's a chlius keveisoi, b'chol hashono. If you want to have a conversation with somebody, you're going to do some, you're going to have, you got to do, what is it? You want to have a conversation with somebody, you need to discuss something with somebody. Where do you do it? Don't do it in the dining room. On sukkahs, do it in the sukkah. Kamo yishu misayim mechaba. The sukkahs are tzorich liyos beveisoi, b'chol hashono. Because the sukkah is to be like your house. Kamo yishu misayim mechaba, like the mechaba says shortly. V'lefi the kshus, now he says, V'lefi the kdush is a sukkah gdoyle meoid. Since the kdush of the sukkah is very great, roi lemait bod b'divrei chol. Try to decrease the amount of secular discussions in the sukkah. Try to increase the words of kedusha, the words of Torah in the sukkah as much as possible. And even also, certainly don't talk loshon hara in the sukkah. Assume anything which is bad. Talk, try to refrain that in the sukkah. So if you can avoid it, it's a holy place. It's holy. It's held in Nusa, especially in the Chizkidish Sforim. It's mentioned, emphasized that it's a holy place, and try not to do anything which is in contradiction to that. Now there is that two-sided thing. So what happens if you do need to discuss something which is chol related? Say for instance, you got to do a bit of work. Say you've got to do a bit of work. Say that Dovah Oveit, and you've got to do a bit of work, or it's something which is very urgent, very important. You've got to take your phone or your computer. You've got to do some work. Perhaps you've got to do an interview. Perhaps you've got to do a conversation. Perhaps you've got to do something, a meeting. You've got to do it, okay? Let's leave out all the halachas of Chol HaMoed. We're assuming that in terms of Chol HaMoed, it's okay to do that. Are you going to do that in the sukkah? Are you going to do that in the dining room? Are you going to do it in the sukkah because sukkahs, or you're going to do it in the dining room because it contradicts the essence and the kedusha of the sukkah? What would you say? Yeah.
On one hand, you've got to live in it like you live in a home. On the other hand, you can't do something that's
ayur. Yeah. So that's the question. Absolutely. Well phrased.
It's not kedusha anymore, is it?
Absolutely. So, that's right. So once the question is nicely presented the way it did, the answer, the bialocha, the shayatzian, it does mention that point. He says, if you've got to do it, once you've got to do it, he says to the shayatzian, you've gotten dalit, he says, mikol mokum shu tzoich ladabem in yonah esek. Say, you've got to do some business, you've got to do it. This is now an important matter, you've got to do it. And the Lord says, Mesukah, which will say, don't say, hey, the sukkah is so holy, it's so kedusha, It's not the right approach. It's not the right attitude. It contradicts the kedusha. Don't say that. Because you are being now overly stringent, and thereby
negating
the real mitzvah, the essence of the mitzvah. The essence of the mitzvah is yeshivas sukkah. Whatever you do in your dining room, over sukkahs, you're going to do in the sukkah. So this is something you're going to do in the dining room, so over sukkahs, you do it in the sukkah. So that's the whole idea of sukkah. So once you decide you're going to do this, you do it in the sukkah. So this is a typical classic example, a chumrah which ends up being a kula. You know that they say, this is so true, that every chumrah brings with it a certain kula. I think it's very, very often true. Most chumras, most stringencies that people do, it ends up being a leniency elsewhere. It's very, very often true. Now, Papa used to say that. Most stringencies, you think you're very holy and you're doing a great thing, often it ends up being a leniency on the other side. It's very, very, if you think about it, you'll see that in most cases it's true. That's a classic, typical example for that. You think you're being very stringent, this individual over here, things very, very stringent. I'm not doing any work in the sukkah. I'm not going to do that. It's not right. It's not kedusha. It's a chilul, etc. And what does he do? Because of that, he does that half an hour work, which he needs to do. He takes him to the dining room. Excuse me. You're doing a chumrah or you're doing a kula? You're absolutely doing a kula because you're spending now half an hour outside of the sukkah when in reality you should be in the sukkah doing this. So it's a kula, not a chumrah. Pardon?
Baltosli.
Yeah, it's
good.
Why is that Baltosli? It's a bit like...
It's like Baltosli, it comes to take off.
Yeah. So you're saying that...
Yeah.
So you're saying that it's a bit like Baltosli because what he's doing really is trying to add something but ultimately he's taking something away. Yeah. Everything was collapsed. Yeah, so that's mamash what the Pirasian said. So it's important to remember, yes, it's Kedusha, yes, it's Kodosh, yes, it's Heilig, yes, of course, Kedusha, the Sukkah is a holy place, but try as much, whatever you can do in the Sukkah, you must do in the Sukkah. The Mishneh Berurah in the end of Sivkot and Dalet tells us the key word, this in essence would be highlighted, underlined, because this is really the klal of the Mishneh Berurah over here, end of Sifkot and Dalet. Really, this is, should be underlined. For klal adova, kol shein darkolus b'diosa shedoba, en alahachzik besukah. These are the words. He says that whatever you do, in fact, he's talking about the kelim, but this can be expanded. Whatever, in terms of the kelim, whatever you'd normally do in your dining room, whatever you'd keep in your dining room, try to keep that in the sukkah. Whatever you wouldn't keep in your dining room, you wouldn't keep that in the sukkah either. What happens? Interesting question. We should have got involved, discussed the following question. What happens if you did do something disrespectful in the sukkah? Or you did bring into the sukkah something which is exceedingly disrespectful? I'm going to mention what the Mishnah mentions later. In olden days, the bedpan, people would, you know, there was no real toilets. And people would bring into the sukkah the, So is that, imagine, so you're not meant to. You're not meant to because that's probably considered a disrespectful thing to do in the sukkah. But imagine a person did do that. So that's probably something which is tashmish bozo in the sukkah. Now, if you did, is the sukkah an apostle? Does the sukkah become invalid because something disrespectful was done? Okay, you're right. Leaving out re'achro, just from the fact that something bozu was done there. Somebody did something extremely disrespectful in the sukkah. He kept all the dirty dishes. You know what? He didn't clean up. It's dirty. There's rats crawling around. Whatever. Does the sukkah become now? Never mind the smell. The smell would be a shadow of brochus. But I'm looking at the actual fact that this is now a disrespectful activity is going on in the sukkah. Does the sukkah now become invalid? Yes or no? No. Says the Mishnah, once you've gotten vav, chutz the sukkah. Mikom lokem b'di'evet. Im hichnis b'soicha, if b'di'evet. Post factum, if in the sukkah something was brought in, klei meichel, either dirty, soiled food equipment, oi, alternatively, also by tashmish bozu, he did something very disrespectful in the sukkah, ein nifzeles ha-sukkah bekach, the sukkah doesn't become invalid because of that. Yeah. Now, in terms of the light that was mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, the sukkah got to be light. It's got to be bright. The candles mentioned then was you got to bring candles. Nowadays we don't really do candles so much, but the lighting should be bright and light in the sukkah. He does mention in the end of Siv Cotton, Ches, he mentions that you got to make sure if you do use light, a lantern or lamps, which is fire, obviously you got to make sure that it's all safe and sound. The Mishnah brings in Siv Cotton Tas various examples of what is considered disrespectful. What is disrespectful? So what is disrespectful? Mishnah Siv Cotton Tas says, Shum Tash Mishbozu. Kugon Shtivas Ka'orois. Cleaning. Washing dishes. Washing dishes is something which is so disrespectful, so you shouldn't be doing that in the sukkah. I don't know how that works with the water anyway. How do they wash dishes in the sukkah? I don't know exactly how they do that.
What, water from the well?
How do they?
Yeah, how do they do that?
Up to a big bowl.
In a bowl. And they do that, yeah. So said that if you've got more space in the sukkah now, so don't do that. Don't do that in the sukkah. If you go most, don't do that in the sukkah, that's called disrespectful. I always tell my wife that I'm very machme. I'm very machme inside the house. I don't do it. So shtivas ka'oriz is not to be done in the sukkah. V'choyz is like a kpeide, but if it's just kind of you're cleaning the cups, that's okay. V'also lahashtim b'sukkah filu b'chlitas, as I just mentioned now, to be mashed and urinate in a bedpan, that would be also. Even if you do that in your bedroom, you can't do that in a. You won't be able to do that in the sukkah. I don't think so. I don't think so. That will be in a halacha later. That you got to make alternative arrangements. But you, that itself wouldn't patter him from sleeping in the sukkah. That will be discussed later in later halacha. Bialacha mentions aliyas shum tashmish bozu. Mishmu does mention the tashmish amita marital relations. To make it tashmish bozu is not considered disrespectful. To bechal teshuva can to do, but that it's considered teshuva. That's a normal way of living, and therefore it's not considered disrespectful. What else would be considered disrespectful? So I was. What else is something that you shouldn't be doing in a
speaking
Lashon Hara. Speaking Lashon Hara, that's what he mentions. Yeah, that shouldn't be doing that.
Changing
nappy. I was mostly thinking of that as well. Yeah, if you've got a baby, and it's just in the middle of the suit or whatever, it works out to just quickly change a nappy in the sukkah if it works out. I think that would be a very typical example of something with tashmish bozui. Don't do that in the sukkah. So that would be something that one is really meant to go out quickly and change the nappy outside and come back into the sukkah to do that.
What about food preparation?
Food preparation, interesting. That's a good question.
Let's say you want to cut up vegetables.
Yeah.
You could do it in the sukkah.
Yeah, I think that's probably, I would argue that's not considered tashmish bozui. I think the bozui of the cleaning and the washing is because it's dirty. I think that food preparation is not ready at all, and therefore that would be considered. I think that's good. Teshuva can to do it. I think that would be very. I think that's very, very nice if one can do it in the sukkah. Okay, so to summarize, we learned this evening. This evening, we entered the halachas of yeshiva, the mitzvah of yeshiva. So, the mitzvah said the reise of the mitzvah said the reise of yeshivas sukkah. We learned that a person is to eat and drink and sleep in the sukkah. Whatever you'd normally do in your dining room, in your house, that's what you're going to end up doing in your. That's what you end up doing in the sukkah as well. We learned that disrespectful things are not to be done in the sukkah, and we learned that lights are meant to be in the sukkah, and kli achila are meant to be the sukkah, and if a person has to do something which is urgent but not disrespectful, he should do it in the sukkah. These are the halachos mentioned. There's an interesting Mishnah Berurah that says, what about if a person allowed to be over the Rabbonim to sit in the sukkah? Interesting question. Mishnah Berurah, I'm going to finish off with that. If you don't have a sukkah in your back garden, you don't have a sukkah, and the only way you can get to the sukkah is by, say, crossing a river, which you can't do on Yom Tov. Crossing a river, taking a boat to cross the river. I know in Vilna, there was like one river that people had to cross. Imagine you had to cross the river to go to the sukkah. It's a Rabbonon. Are you meant to say, I don't have a sukkah, and you don't...
If you don't eat
in
the sukkah, there's no chiyuv
besides the first two nights. Yeah. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's a Rabbonon, he says you could perhaps do that. I'm not sure, now that you're mentioning it, I'm not sure if he's mentioning the first night. He's probably mentioning the first night. Yeah, I'm not sure if he's mentioning it. He means the first night or not. He's mekel if it's the Rabbanon only. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael. To do the reise, that's what he says over here. To break a Rabbanon, to be. Pardon? Yeah, so it's normally the rule of thumb is that we don't do that. Here he brings that Yesh Mekin Lavo Baladesh Goy Avireno. He talks about an Isad Rabbanon of a Goy taking you across the river because it's a mitzvah matter. He says you'd be allowed to do that. He says that there are stringent opinions. There's many authorities who disagree, but he does say that some opinions are lenient. But again, I'm not sure. He may be referring to the first two nights. I'm not sure. He doesn't mention either. Okay, Rabbi, that's it for this evening, and we'll continue with Shem on Sunday evening.